The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and went as quickly as she could to a town in the hill country of Judah. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now, as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry and said, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? For the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made to her by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
The last line of the Gospel today is, "Blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled." And actually, thinking of Christmas as a promise is not a bad way of looking at it. I was watching one of those countdown shows the other evening because there was nothing else on. You know, the sort of thing, the nation's favorite soap opera moments, or whatever it is. And this one was the top 100 Christmas adverts of all time. And one of the adverts, and I really can't remember what product it was selling, but the advert was set during that famous Christmas ceasefire during the First World War, when the British and German soldiers climbed out of their trenches, swapped bars of chocolates, sang Christmas carols and played football together instead of trying to shoot and kill each other. And I suppose it could only really happen at Christmas that just for a day we are better than we usually are and we inhabit a better world, at least for a day. But that day is sort of an image of who we would like to be all the time. Just most of us are too frazzled and fractured by life that we can only manage to keep it up for 24 hours, if that. But nonetheless, that day is a promise of who we aspire to be. In one way, that is what Christmas is all about. In the depths of winter, the darkest days of the year, we light up an evergreen Christmas tree. When nature is at its poorest, no leaves, no fruit on the trees, we have a feast. It's as if we are promising to ourselves a world other than it is, a world better than it presently shows itself. The central moment of Christmas, which is not the Queen's speech, but it is when we sit round the table. Despite the fact that it is never like the movies or it's never like a Dickens novel, the sprouts are always a little bit burnt, pigs in blankets are not as nice as I remember them from last year. There are usually unspoken tensions between family members, but nonetheless, for one day in the year, we sit down together, we eat together, and we renew the bonds of family and friendship. And sharing a meal is always really about sharing your life with somebody. For one day in the year, we take the time to do that. And it's like a promise, a glimpse of a better way of living, where we are not too overwhelmed with busyness, when we have time to be together, time to listen to each other, and time to share each other's food and each other's lives. Time to gather in unity around a table. But there is, of course, another table we gather around, which is a promise, and that's the altar. The Eucharist is a paradox and a promise. Christ hands himself over in weakness, and his body is broken, and his blood poured out for us. And in that action, he identifies himself with, or perhaps immerses, perhaps better, immerses himself in all the darkness and brokenness of this world. He immerses himself in all the darkness and brokenness of our lives. And that moment is symbolized by the bread being put into the hands of a sinful and limited priest, and then broken. And yet that same action is also a summons to unity. As the bread is broken, the apostles, the church, you and me, we're gathered around the table, the altar, in unity. And as the separate grains of wheat are crushed so that together they can form one bread, so too our lives are bound together in the Eucharist, so that we are made into the one living reality of Christ. And in that unity, in Christ, our brokenness is overcome. In that unity of Christ, we find that wholeness that we long for. Perhaps in this life it remains only a promise, a glimpse of what should be. But as Mary will discover in the Christmas story, God is faithful to his promises. He is faithful to Mary, to what he promises Mary, and he will be faithful to us, to what he promises us in the Eucharist. As the one bread that embodies our unity and wholeness is held up by the unworthy priest to whom Christ has been handed over, the priest says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb." And it's an echo of today's gospel. Blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled. Blessed are you to receive in this Eucharist the Lord's promise that somehow, someday, our fractured lives will be made perfectly whole. God is faithful to his promises.